This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, fitness trackers. Millions of people use the wristbands, clip-ons, and smartwatches to help keep in shape, but some online product reviews question their reliability. I talked about fitness trackers with Andrew Cunha, a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital System. If I go to the doctor, he uses more than one device to measure heart rate or check breathing. So, I mean, how does one fitness tracker do that?
It's a wearable technology that monitors things like motion, body motion, step count, heart rate, and it then uses different calculations to estimate expenditure of calories or expenditure of activity.
I'm still trying to figure out how that works, or does anyone really know for sure?
It uses different things, similar to how your phone has accelerometers and different, where it can detect the different planes of motion that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple different types of fitness trackers. One using that technology that basically counts steps and counts the motion that you're doing. The other one being one that actually monitors more of your heart rate and different vital signs as you're going through activity. And that's how it can estimate these different ways that you're burning calories.
How do those types of trackers differ from these health apps that are on your smartphones now?
The difference is when you use these trackers, you strap the tracker to a specific part of your body that tracker should be calibrated for. And then as it moves through space or detects different motions, it will use its built-in software to estimate calories. Whereas you can put your phone in your pocket, you can put your phone in your hand, you can, you know, throw it in a backpack. So those types of apps aren't going to be as accurate just because of the variability with all the different placements.
But then how accurate is the fitness tracker?
Most agree that they're very accurate as far as tracking steps, counting the exact calories. That's where the big debate comes in. Some say they overestimate, some say they underestimate. But as far as a pedometer and monitoring activity and steps, they are very accurate.
Is there any benefit even if they aren't totally accurate?
Yes. Number one, it raises your awareness for your activity level. So even if it doesn't exactly tell you the amount of calories that you're burning, it'll at least get you more motivated. It's going to increase your kind of accountability. This is a, you know, piece of wearable technology that you went out and spent money on, so you want to use it. And so by making yourself more accountable, you're going to increase your activity levels. And by doing that, it's going to increase your motivation. If you're wearing this Fitbit or one of the, you know, many other wearable technologies out there, you're going to want to use it. So you want to get out and you're going to be more active.
But are there any problems if the tracker overestimates or even underestimates the number of calories you've burned or the steps you've taken, et cetera?
If it's underestimating, basically the risk is that you could overtrain or overdo it. But in that sense, you need to just listen to your body. And if you think you're doing too much, you probably are. If you're underestimating how many calories you're burning, again, that's just one step is calorie burning. You also have to look in other things like nutrition and things like that. This shouldn't be used to take medications with. I wouldn't necessarily trust that I look at my calories and say, well, now I have to only eat this much food. You know, you need to look at a balanced nutritional diet as well as activity levels in order to kind of get the whole picture.
Is there anything you could do on your own to improve the accuracy of the device?
Make sure that you wear it in the same position as the manufacturer describes. So most of those are going to either be on your non-dominant wrist, or some of the different fitness trackers want you to wear it on your hip. Make sure you follow the guidelines because that's how the product was built. And then make sure you calibrate it according to their guidelines so that if it needs things like your age, your weight, your step length, so they can get more accurate readings.
Are there better ways, other ways to measure the results of your activity?
There's lots of calculations you can take into account. Things like treadmills have ways to monitor how many calories you're burning, but these are fairly accurate ways to kind of measure those things, as well as just, again, listening to your body. And, you know, if you feel like you've really worked yourself good, then you probably have.
Andrew Cunha, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.